electric radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Rick Adams is on.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Rick Adams with you here today. Today, I believe, is May 19th of 2018, AD, not BC. Well, we made it again, another week, and, you know, we had a very fateful week last week with the embassy movement in Jerusalem, and we sort of prognosticated a bit on that, as you know. Talk about that later toward the end of the second hour, and we'll deal with that as well and all of the other nuances that accompany it. But I'd like to just begin, as I normally do, by going deep into the scriptural meaning here of what's happening in our day and our time. In the Gospel of John 3, 19, in the King James Version, verse 19, we read, and this is the condemnation that light is come into the world, the light of Christ. And men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. And boy, I'll tell you, today we don't see any change in that whatsoever. If anything, we see the disdain for truth, the disdain for honesty, or integrity being even more shunned than ever before. And a lot of that is, you know, in the scriptures, God giving them up to a reprobate mind that they might believe those lies. And sure enough, they do. They believe every lie that'll come down the pike. And, you know, the public at large. Of course, spiritually speaking, the biggest lie of all happens to be the denial of the light of the world. So, you know, that's important in this day and age now, as never before, folks, as we are seeing these enormous, multitudinous attacks upon everything that we've always been told we should hold near and dear to our hearts. So the enemy is Satan, and his children are doing their job. Now let's do our job and expose every lie that comes down the pike. Right now I'm going to bring up, you guessed it, James Fetzer, who is, as you know, one of our mainstayers here on Republic and on Rick Adams Uncensored, because James Fetzer and I have some talking to do about all of these latest attacks on the Second Amendment and another massacre reported in Texas, and I believe the county of Galveston. And James is on the road, but I think he's with us now. Hello, James. Are you there?
I sure am, Rick. Yes, another week, another staged school shooting to benefit the Democratic Party. You can think of these events as Democratic campaign stunts, where the March for Our Lives in Washington, D.C. was a massive Democratic voter registration drive that earned billions in free publicity, Rick. It's a disgrace, but that's what the Democrats are doing. They're playing the public to benefit the party.
Well, is it just the Democrats now, or is it those that control the party apparatus in the deep state movement?
Well, there does appear to be a heavy Zionist aspect to these things. They're wanting, I think the timing here was rather striking, because this particular event was distracting from the massive shooting of Palestinians by the Israelis, who the president of Turkey is comparing to Nazis, and by the United Nations overriding a U.S. veto to investigate. I think those are all issues that the powers that be wanted off of the front page, so they staged another shooting. And now you have, you know, progressives all over the place saying the refusal to take on the NRA is leading to slaughter after slaughter. But these are all managed events. People aren't dying at these events, Rich. Believe me, I've been looking at it. And they're being very carefully managed to pull the wool over the eyes of the public.
Well, they seem to follow a familiar pattern, you know, of creating these sobbing witnesses who are caught off guard laughing and giggling and smiling. And then, you know, you see the same bumpkin mentality by the sheriff and by his office and by the feds who, you know, are talking about the now defunct Facebook page of this guy and how he apparently was entranced with the trench coat mafia shootings, which were real shootings involving the FBI and CIA on the scene at the schools in Littleton, Colorado. And you hear that being resurrected again on the anniversary of it just recently. And then you look at all of the other factors that go into it. Some of the scenes and some of the incongruities about the guns and the kinds of guns that were being used and so on and so forth. And then you're, you know, you're scratching your head and saying, here we go again. Plus the fact that the media, and it doesn't matter which, you know, Fox, CNN, they're all basically the same, all saying, yes, a shooting happened. Yes, it was real. But, you know, we're going to take a different approach. Each of us, one is going to take the positive and the other the negative. But all of these things add up to some pretty stern questions in our minds, and nobody has addressed any of the questions but you and I and a few others.
I know, Rick. And if you look at Sandy Hook and Las Vegas, Parkland, and this latest shooting, they have certain commonalities. There's no surge of EMTs in any of these cases, no string of ambulances to rush the wounded off to hospitals where they could be declared to be dead or alive. No medevac helicopters are called. I was really struck looking at footage from this latest in Santa Fe. Now, there was a string of maybe only 15 students out there who were asked to empty their backpacks for the police, reminiscent of the string of about 15 students that was being presumably guided by a policewoman at Sandy Hook to safety. Except yeah. It turns out that Shannon Hicks, who took that photograph, Rick, took an earlier one, a few minutes, maybe 5 minutes earlier. There are a bunch of parents there all standing around with their arms folded, their hands in their pockets, while the policewoman rearranges the kids in the line to get a better shot. It was all stage managed for photographic effect. This is all fraudulent. Nobody died at Sandy Hook. In fact, it was a two-day FEMA drill. We even have the FEMA manual. At Parkland, Rick, we have a video from inside the classroom where they had a body on the floor, but it turned out to be a training dummy. It didn't have any arms or a head, and it was in a pool of fake blood.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. You know, the focal point of the propaganda that's being amassed here by the media is very interesting to see all of these possible, you know, issues being brought up, the boogeyman, white nationalism being brought up allegedly by this kid, all kinds of insignia, Third Reich insignia, communist insignia, all of this sort of thing, which is pretty much to me like a red flag, if I may use that term, of the media trying to create the image of another wacko who's entranced by what he sees and what he gets off of the internet. And now that brings me up to the next topic, which, you know, we're going to continue to give your analysis here. But it's very interesting to see the way you personally and others have been basically become persona non grata in any of these social media forms of any proportion, like Google, YouTube, and so forth, where you have been blacklisted, not only you, but anybody who's affiliated with you, anybody who's interviewing you, has now had their videos and their channels shut down. I think that is a major story that nobody is talking about yet. Tell us a little more about that.
Well, you got it right, Rick. I was on with Richie Allen, for example, who has a very famous website out of the United Kingdom into the continental Europe, and he did an interview with me about Parkland, and the next thing he knew, he'd been taken off the air. Mike Adams of Natural News, who's been ranked the second most influential on the internet after Alex Jones, had discovered to his astonishment that an old interview he'd done with me years before about the banning of my book, Nobody Died at Sandy Hook, had led to him being struck, and he lost over 1,700 videos. Karen Cassidy did an interview with me and Oli Domegard about false flag attacks, and she was struck, too. It's It's unbelievable, Rick, how they're trying to take out all the sources of critical information about Sandy Hook, Parkland, even the Boston bombing. But now more recently, what happened here in Las Vegas, and now, of course, today at Santa Fe, where Jim yes. Stone, by the way, Rick, has done a brilliant job of discovering that there were trolls all over the Internet at even obscure websites and forums who are claiming they'd been there and seen people killed there. Preposterous. It could only have been done if it were a staged event. And you right. mentioned this fellow's Facebook account, the alleged shooter. It turns out it was only 3 weeks old, and it showed this shirt where he had a Nazi insignia, and he had yep. this Antifa yep. little signal. But if you look yep. at the collar, which is made of leather, Rick, it looks like it's a brand-new shirt, a brand-new shirt.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so many photo op sessions here now and CGI-ing going on that you really have to wonder about anything being real anymore. That's a very dangerous thing because, as I've said, there are real shootings, and we know there are real acts of violence and terror across America now, in her schools, in her cities, and they're one-on-one shootings or one-on-two, and they are actually seeing a much higher degree of numbers of people die than any of these imagined deaths at any of these so-called school massacres. And once again, as you point out, all of it is distracting away from what's really going on with the Palestinian people and how these assault weapons that we're told are so bad here in private hands are being used there in Jewish hands, Zionist hands, Israeli hands, to kill people, shoot them in the head, shoot photographers and videographers who are actually filming all of this, and then call them Hamas, call them terrorists, call them workers of outside forces. So, you know, as you point out, there is a commonality thread here. It seems that it all goes back to Mossad. It all goes back to disinfo in America. And rather than trying to take you out personally or draw attention to you in a way that would be nefarious, what they do is they shut you down on main venues, such as the ones that we've just talked about. They're shutting people out, and they're doing it in reverse, too, by the way. What they're doing is they are now posting these videos that are obviously put-up jobs in which they purport these massacres are real. Then they're putting up a host of other videos claiming that many of these conspiracy theorists are just off-the-wall characters, and they're not allowing any of the videos that expose the people that are putting up these conspiracy theory videos. So it's very selective. Right. It's very controlled. Yeah, go ahead.
You're absolutely right, Rick, because they're doing the assault on the First Amendment so they can pursue their assault on the Second. If these shootings are exposed to be fabrications, which is what I and my colleagues have been doing, then they can't get away with it. In fact, the whole idea of, you know, restricting guns in America is a catastrophic blunder on multiple grounds. Many may recall, if they pause to think about it, Emperor Hirohito, when he was contemplating invading the United States, was advised by his highest military experts that it would be a mistake because there'd be a sniper behind every bush. So he didn't invade. If these liberals and Democrats and gun grabbers had their way, we might be speaking Japanese today. Turns out that China has the world's largest standing army of 2,500,000. But the United States has an unofficial army of over 100,000 armed Americans. This is ultimately what keeps us safe. It's because we have an armed citizenry who are willing to take up arms in defense of the nation. So that you have a screwball out in California in the 5th District who Sue Wells, something like that, who's proposing the confiscation of all weapons from Americans, all what he's calling assault rifles, which are the most effective weapons we need to deal with tyranny. So he's actually a traitor to the United States. He's violating the Constitution. He took an oath as a representative to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States, which he's now violating. It's outrageous, Rick, and it's happening again and again and again. Anyone who thinks they aren't out to grab our guns doesn't understand what's going on. where the University of Hawaii's democide project has shown there were 19 genocides during the 20th century, every one of which was preceded by gun confiscation. People like this want to make the United States number 20.
Well, we did hear some audio a couple of weeks ago to that effect, having to do with communist China and how the communists, that is, came to power and managed to slay about 70 million of their own people, how they did it in Soviet Russia, how it's done in Cuba, and all of these other communist dictatorships and other dictatorships where the government had the guns and the people did not. But now we're not talking logic, you see. We're talking emotional impact. And that's, of course, what these psyops are all about. They're all about impacting the mind. By way of deception, we do war. And this is what it is all about. In my legislature in Rhode Island, they're putting on fast track two pieces of legislation. One is the so-called red flag law, and the other one has to do with bump stocks. Both of them are emotionally laden and very dangerous, because in the case of the former one, having to do with red flags, now, as one of the local gun enthusiasts said, we're actually going by the word of the police, who may have an axe to grind, going before a judge, and that's going to carry weight regardless of what kind of issues they may have been in the person that owns the weapon, the assault weapon. So the judge is going to listen to both sides, and in many cases he has the authority and the preclusion of supporting the police's word. Now, that's where the major court battle begins. So we're going to tie up the courts, and we're going to cost more money for the taxpayers, and who is it going to affect? In every single case, it's going to be the innocent, the people that never intended to commit a crime. So this is what the effect of this movement in America, Jim, is all about today. It's a movement designed to disarm, or shall we say, make a psychiatric case out of somebody who feels that the government is out to destroy their liberty.
Rick, you're absolutely right. The assault on the Constitution is unbelievable. There are some who speculate, including myself, that we lost a Supreme Court justice because he was such a strong proponent of the First and Second Amendment. So that, you know, there's a lot of shenanigans going on behind the scene here. The way they do these things is rather shocking. It appears that in Santa Fe, they played the school schedule, where schools normally open at 7:50, but they claim this event happened, and it appears to have happened even before school opened. I looked and looked, and I can't find the students that should have been there. Similarly at Parkland, they appear to have let the students out at Parkland on Valentine's Day at 1 p.m. Well, the only students that were available when the event took place at 3 were the student actors. Scene Progressive has done a brilliant video about this, where she's gone through all the videos again and again and again. She can't find more than a few dozen students altogether when the school had 3,500 students. So what happened to the 3,500 students? They went home early, and then they staged the event. So you have David Hogg talking about his video at 3 o'clock, you know. What, the school's already been closed. This is apparently why he had to get on his bike and ride back. He forgot they were going to stage the event that day after school had been closed at 1. It's this blatant and this outrageous, Rick.
Oh, absolutely. And the key, again, has to be the major media ownership by the powers that be. Otherwise, we would see some competition, and we would see opposition that would just drown out these voices and have them prosecuted. These are the fraudsters. I mean, fraud is still a crime, as far as I know, in just about every state and on a federal level. So if you commit a fraud, let's say you accept money or whatever it is, a quid pro quo arrangement to be a performer in one of these fake shoots, in one of these massacres, you are accepting money under false pretenses. No? Absolutely.
Yep.
All right, we'll take that break. Jim Fetzer's on the road with Rick Adams Uncensored, and we will come right back and welcome your participation.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
And we are back with Professor Jim Fetzer, and you may call us at any time. We'll try to interrupt the flow here with a call or two, and we'll bring you right up as soon as we can. If you wish to give us your thoughts on the latest anomalies in this latest massacre, quote, unquote, in Texas, in Santa Fe. 800-313-9443. Jim, what about all of these ruminations and these reports that have been claimed about the use of a shotgun that was being carried in the so-called trench coat to disguise himself and to conceal the weapon? Now suddenly it goes from a shotgun to an AR-15, then a Bushmaster, and it goes back and forth. The stories are very conflicting, and all of this is highly speculative, so it doesn't seem that there's any agreement on anything, except that this is the kid, a 17-year-old Demetrius Pagotsis, who was reportedly armed with all of these kinds of weapons and a trench coat, almost as if it was a replay of the trench coat mafia. Now, I mean, where are all these explosives supposed to have gone? Where are they? They're still looking for these explosives and so on and so forth.
Rick, the whole story is ridiculous. This kid played on the junior varsity football team. He was a member of a dance squad with a local Greek Orthodox church. Acquaintances describe him as quiet and unassuming, an avid video game player. He did routinely wear a black trench coat and black boots, but so what? I mean, that's just sort of a goth thing, you know, for some students. This is all contrived. It's all made up, Rick. They really want to go after what they're calling the assault weapon because they think it makes it more dramatic. But would you believe There are over 5 million AR-15s in the United States, and only 5 have ever been alleged to be used in these shootings, and 3 of them for a certainty were fake: Sandy Hook, Las Vegas, and Parkland. Those were all staged events. AR-15s and guns in general had nothing to do with it. We know a lot about Parkland, where Debbie Wasserman Schultz appears to have been the producer, where she recruited a Hollywood director by the name of Dina Katz to orchestrate the March for Our Lives. Turn out David Hogg's father, Kevin, is with the FBI as a crisis management specialist. He may have been a consultant on planning the Parkland event, but they use simulated ammunition. It's called Simunition, Rick. It's made out of beeswax and laundry detergent, which is why Samantha Fuentes and these others who claim to have been shot had such miraculous recoveries. They couldn't have had miraculous recoveries if they'd been shot with AR-15s. They'd be dead or their bones shattered. What happened was they were hit by this simunition, which stings like a bee, creates a welt, but it's nothing, so they can walk out and cover their wounds to their legs with Band-Aids within a week or 10 days. I mean, Rick, it's all totally staged. The reason the sheriff had to keep the deputies out was they weren't in the loop, and they didn't know the whole thing was staged. He was afraid they might come in and take out some of the players in this completely theatrical event. The March for Our Lives, which was supposed to have been inspired by the shooting, the march on the 25th of March, the shooting on the 14th of February, but it turns out to have a big event in Washington, D.C. You have to submit a letter of intent 180 days minimum in advance. In other words, the whole thing been planned 6 months in advance, Rick, so they knew they were going to incorporate the shooting as a staged event in order to be the pseudo-justification for the march. This is done by the Democratic Party because Trump is doing so well. The Russian hacking meme has completely fallen apart. You're going to find John Brennan, I was informed today, is going to be indicted now. He was a former head of the CIA. Yeah. Hillary, of course, had real involvement with the Russians in selling off 20% of our U.S. uranium with the approval of Barack Obama. So they're trying to distract the attention. Wasserman Schultz was worried they might lose 11 Democratic seats in Florida alone. So they fabricated all these events to change the narrative away from the malfeasance of the Democratic Party and Hillary Clinton to try to find something they could use to motivate support during the midterm elections against Trump.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that all of that is most likely definitely true. I would assume that anything that has been said has been false from the media. When you dig a little deeper, you can see the DNC, you can see the CIA, Mossad, you can see the whole cast of characters that intend to benefit from any kind of legislation to ban firearms or to incur some kind of psychiatric counseling through red flag legislation and the like. But in the meantime, there is also the intent to lock down America, as I've said so often, a military-style martial law scenario in which, after riots break out, when the economic system engenders a collapse, they need to be able to prepare the American public and the mind for some sort of safety, because they're all about safety, you understand. They want to keep our kids safe. That's why they kill them in abortuaries. That's why they send them off to war and have them kill there and kill others, because they love our children so much. And the fact of the matter is that they would love to be able to have that drill become a reality, as you say, a martial law reality. But there's one thing that stands in the way, not just the 6 or 7 million AR-15s and other weapons, but other weapons that are not even known to the government or are not reported, because there are sales that are done at gun shows and there are sales that are done under the table. I know of some. I know of many. Which I'm certainly not going to say a word about, obviously, but that's the thing they fear the most, is a population that is well-armed in ways that even the government does not know. All right, Jim, break again. We'll come right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back with Jim Fetzer, and we are really moving all over the map and going through some history as well. We're going to go right to the phones in just a moment here. We invite your calls at 800-313-9443, and we welcome your participation, especially if you're in that area of El Paso, Santa Fe and Galveston, Texas, and the give and take that's going on between Mr. Abbott, the governor, and Mr. Trump and the media. It seems to be very unfolding right now. Very interesting chit chats that we are given prey to. But let's go to the phones right now. First of all, we have Sherry in Texas. Welcome to the program with Jim Fetzer and Rick. Hello, Sherry.
Hi, Jim and Rick. Listen, this information comes from the independent radio from a local station in San Antonio. They're more Trump supporters than anything else, and I always get a nice extra view through them. It's not broadcast nationally. It's just local. The hospital in the area, they interviewed the doctors, the attending doctors, and in the area, and there were three people admitted to the hospital. Now, see, maybe you all know this. I just haven't heard it mentioned anywhere yet. There was one police officer that was wounded, and there was another adult that was wounded. It might have been a teacher, I don't know, but these two adults were middle-aged people, like 50s. somewhere, maybe early 50s. Then there was one student, 16, that was wounded in the leg. And that was mentioned on an audio by a student that said, I saw this gal get hit in the leg. And the police officer was kind of in bad shape because where they hit him on the arm made him bleed a lot. So he had to go into surgery because of the profuse bleeding. And the other adult, I think, was doing okay. Then the ABC News, because this station in San Antonio is an ABC News station, they took a break like they do, and you heard the ABC News said there were 8 to 10 deaths and multiple injuries. Then it went back to the station, Jack Riccardi, who is the host, and they went on to interview the doctors they were asking questions of the doctor, and he was saying, there's three people admitted now, the two, and then he went more into more detail. The two were middle-aged, and then the one was the student, under 18. Child was a 16-year-old with a leg wound. So this came from the hospital. I don't know if you knew about this. And then, also there's a protocol to follow at this school, and it sounds like a good model. You have an alarm you rang, first of all, when there's either, and they practice this regularly, the alarms for fires and an alarm if it's a shooting. They're both going to apply. Now, this alarm rang before the shots were heard because in the audio that they had, you could hear someone say, and then after the alarm, then I heard these shots. You know, it was on the audio. So the alarm was rang before the shots were fired. And then the students in their drills are the ones that are in the classroom. They know what to do, and that is to bar the door with the desks and take cover or whatever. I think that's all I have on that note. And then those students that are out, that are not in the classroom, they have a specific locations where they are. Some can go to businesses, local businesses for shelter, but they can all run like crazy.
All right, so Sherry, just locations. To cut to the chase, because we have
okay,
other callers.
Right. Well, I'm right at the end of it.
What is your perception? What is your conclusion based on what you saw?
Is they take account of these kids that run out of the classroom and that are in the classroom before they get together with the parents. So the parents can't just round them up and take them home where you don't know where they all are, if they're dead or alive. They do an actual count before they let them go to the parents.
Yeah.
And I think... that you hear more about these little shootings and stuff. This was really a minor event, according to this. It was just the ABC News that built it up. But the report is on social media. You hear about these little incidences. That makes it look like it's happening more often. I don't think it's ever happened more often. I think it's just
proliferation of social media. That's a valid point. Let Jim respond. Jim, did you hear what she just said?
Well, yes, I did, of course. And
okay,
if I am wrong about this, I will be, both surprised but also open about it, because
sure.
We had a medical examiner. We had a medical examiner in Sandy Hook telling us about all these kids who were killed, and none of them died. We got photographs of them alive and well. They fake the kids out of photographs of older kids when they were younger. This is all proven. It's available online. I did a long one about Sandy Hook. Do you know in Parkland? No, in Las Vegas, Mona Alexis Presley has been doing brilliant research with me. She's tracked the obituaries. They were based on people who died in different states or on different dates or from different causes of death. If Parkland, they even forgot to put up the obituaries for any of the alleged victims until we published an article by Dan Cromer. Showing that there's no obituary for any victim at Parkland. And then published that at 3 hours later, all of a sudden
Sherry is basically in agreement, but let me just
100%.
Ask you. 100%. What you have said, Sherry, please, let me just finish. Please.
Okay,
Sherry,
sure.
What you noticed on TV, what you saw, do you believe they were real injuries?
I didn't see it on TV. This is from a local station, radio station. Sorry, didn't mean to not make clear. The report comes from a local radio station.
You mean they're getting better at faking it? Because I do believe that is the case. They are getting better at faking it.
This radio station is finding that when it tells the audience the truth, it didn't comment on anything like we comment on independent radio. It just laid it out, and when the ABC News break was over, it went right back to talking to the doctors and the only three people that were admitted. And you get a wider scope of view of different things. Everything you've said is true, but it's only what the independent media tells us, and I agree with all of it. I always thought it was a staged event.
You're reporting how, in what detail, they're making the story sound very plausible by local sources.
Well, this station is just, it's been very popular lately because it's very pro-Trump, and I'm saying some of us has rubbed off on these stations that know if they don't start telling the truth, they're going to go off the air because no one will buy their products.
All right. Okay, Sherry, thank you for that input.
For
I really appreciate it. We've got to move on now to Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy. You're next on the program with Jim Fetzer and Rick.
Well, hey, appreciate you letting me on the show. No, I tend to agree with everything Mr. Fetzer's saying. I like to look at things that should be there that aren't there. And in every one of these shootings, the one thing that is missing completely are body bags. We never see the dead people being traced out from this. We never saw the shooter from Las Vegas come out in a body bag after they killed him. We never seen any inkling of victims coming out in body bags. I mean, Adam Lanza had to be a crack shot, and it wasn't even his gun, because every one of these people got shot in the head, and there was no windows broken. They didn't show us any of the inside of the building that shows any kind of missed shots or anything. And then you got this guy, for example. He's down there with a shotgun and a .38. He shot 10 people and injured 10 more. He had to reload at some point. I mean, because there's just not 10 shots or 20 shots many. I mean,
these are good points. I mean, let me tell you how bad the propaganda's got so bad that the Daily Mail did a big thing on Las Vegas. And the photograph they had to begin the article wasn't even of Stephen Paddock. It was of his brother. It turns out the body that was the subject of the autopsy in Las Vegas was only 6'1", but Paddock was 6'4". That the coroner didn't want to release any death certificates or autopsy reports until the judge demanded. He scrounged up autopsy reports from all over the country, six different coroners, and then struck the names and their file numbers and released them as though they had something to do with Las Vegas. It's got that bad. They're that desperate. In Parkland, they're having arguments with the judge. They don't want to release information about Parkland, the videos, because the videos would blow it all apart. I mean, the whole thing was fraudulent. As I always mentioned, they wouldn't let the deputies go in because the deputies might have shot some of the fake shooters.
Well, what about for maximum effect for this gun grab here, why don't they go to some of these funerals and film it and make us bleed bloodshed and tears, all this stuff for these poor victims? We never even see anything coverage of anybody's funeral.
I don't go by that, because seeing a funeral is nothing but seeing another staged event, seeing a procession. You can have cars.
They had fake funerals at Sandy Hook. They had fake funerals at Sandy Hook.
Yeah, they've done it repeatedly. The funerals don't mean anything. It's what's in the caskets, if anything, and let's dig for the evidence. I mean, if I were Lenny Posner and if I were anybody of that ilk, I certainly would want to go exhume the body. Let's bring forth the evidence and dispel these crackpot so-called conspiracy theories, wouldn't you?
Rick Lenny gave a death certificate for Noah to Kelly Watt, and it turned out to be a fabrication. The bottom half of a real, the top half of a fake. Didn't have a file number, had the wrong estimated time of death of 11 a.m. When the shooting was from 9:35 to 9:40. Lenny is a complete fraud. He's got some 23 websites he used to attack people who are trying to expose the truth about Sandy Hook.
Absolutely. Okay, thank you very much. Anything else, Andy?
I just wanted to say the bottom line is that the evidence doesn't support the story.
Right.
No, and all of
you're
these
100%
massacres
correct.
So far, it hasn't. Right. Okay, thanks, Andy. 1-800-313-9443. What about this mysterious teacher? Now, has this teacher who purportedly was shot dead, has this teacher been identified to the best of your knowledge?
Rick, I can't answer that. No, I don't know the latest here. I was interested, and you said there was a back and forth between the governor and the president. That's intriguing to me. Is there a debate here?
No, I mean, there was just a give and take. Of course, the usual press stories, you know, about how saddened Mr. Trump was, and he will provide any kind of aid that is necessary to increase school security and so on and so forth. That's what we're privy to. What else takes place, I don't know. The governor, of course, has stepped into it in the local media, you know, giving his commentations and so forth.
By the way, Rick, the Democrats have been faking it since Hillary collapsed at that 9/11 memorial. They were so worried the public was going to get apprehensive about her health that they sent out a body double. She was younger, thinner, much more pleasant. Yeah, and then they had a second body double on a flight to Greensboro. I refer to the two as the Meg and Ryan double because she looked so much like Meg Ryan. The other is the Meryl Streep because she looked much more like Meryl Streep. Would you believe they even used body doubles for Hillary during the debates? It's outrageous. I have a piece online your audience might like. It's called Fake News, Issues of Identity, where I show you the evidence how they were using body doubles for Hillary. This woman has lost her mind. I mean, literally, Rick, because she's talking about, you know, 58 reasons she lost the election. None of them have to do with Hillary Clinton. And that she's trying to redeem herself and show that she should have been president of the United States. I mean, give me a break. She's in a state of psychosis. She's detached from reality. Trump won because he was perceived to be less likely to continue the wars in the Middle East, and that was the sole issue. Studies from the Boston University and the University of Minnesota showed why Trump won and Hillary lost. It was very straightforward.
Well, let's go back to the phones now. 800-313-9443. Your views on this latest report. Muir in Wisconsin is up next. Hello, Muir.
Hi, Rick and Jim.
Thank you.
You know, Ole Demigard really gave us a leg up, where he had been crisis actor, and then someone clued him in about the time of the Paris theater, and the dummies were swirled around in the moulage, the fake blood, that was in the symbol of where the next hit was, which was the airport.
Yes.
Now, this is what we need to do. Keep ahead and preempt these. Whenever you get wind that there's going to be a drill, yell it all over. That one in Dallas, right? That was a drill that at the Majestic Theater never got to be a full-blown event because we were hollering about it. I called you about it, but Ole had alerted us because he had seen something at the Sutherland. So this is what we need to do is all be sleuths. But what's so horrible is the spiritual aspect of this.
You're making great points. Ole is so good. He's been able to pick up clues. He wasn't able to predict Las Vegas, clues that there was going to be one in Las Vegas. He picked up recent clues there was going to be one in Washington, D.C. Hopefully that's been averted, but there's a weird statue between the Washington Monument and the Capitol made by a guy who's associated with all the Pizzagate absurdities and abnormalities that was suggestive. It showed up at one of these fake events. Ole and I do a lot of good stuff together. In fact, Karen Cassidy did an interview with Ole and me about faking false flags where we went through about 15 different cases, which, of course, was banned by YouTube. Banned by YouTube.
Yep.
Not true.
Yeah. Very good. But you can find them if you look around BitChute in different places, or at least parts of it.
You're right.
So,
we agree.
Yeah.
You're exactly right.
Oh, and also we have our chat room, deadlyexperiment.chatango.com. But what I wanted to say about the spiritual thing, which is most important, is how they're making everyone calloused for fame and fortune, and also to be sneaky, to keep, you know, to make each other not trustworthy of each other, you know, afraid to trust each other. And you know what? That by deception we will do war.
Yes.
These parasites are thieves. They even stole that. They can't create, and they don't want to. They stole that from Sun Tzu.
That's, of course, the motto of the Mossad, by deception shall take war. And
But they stole
it. You're right about all these points you're making. Very, very nice.
These people who call themselves Israel and are not, but do lie, you have to understand that they've stolen the name, the identity, and now the land of Palestine. So, I mean, yes, they are thieves, they are fraudsters, they're killers, they're butchers, and I didn't say every single one. There's some good, obviously some good ones who have broken ranks, and that's wonderful that they can see the light. But let's be honest about it. What they call themselves and what they are two entirely different things, you know?
Exactly, but they don't deserve a disclaimer. We need to be able to say Jew openly, just like we say white or black or Asian.
Yes.
We need to be able to say it openly, not give a disclaimer every time we say the word Jew.
See, I don't use the word Jew because, as I said, they're not, okay? So let's use the word Tenna.
There are good Jews and there are bad Jews. Just as there are good Muslims and bad Muslims, just as there are good Christians and bad Christians, bad Muslims include the Wahhabis who behead the infidels and turn their women into sex slaves.
All right, thank you. We've got a break. Jim, stay where you are. We'll come right back with more calls.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
All righty, we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're moving toward the top of the hour. We have a lot of time here with Jim, and Jim is on the road. As long as he's free, we'll be free to take your calls. And a very good call so far for us, Jim. Barb in Florida is up next. Hello, Barb. You're on the program. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
Yeah, hi, gentlemen.
Hi.
I heard Ray McGovern on a program this week, and he was at the hearing for that lady running for the head of the CIA, the Haspel lady.
Yeah, Gina.
And,
Gina Haspel.
Yeah. And, of course, he was against her. He said, you know, she was at the Thailand black base and was involved in waterboarding and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you know, they wrestled them to the ground out there, you know, and
they dislocated his shoulder. Yeah.
But what I wanted to offer was that he said Israel is not really our ally, that in 1973, the U.S. offered a mutual defense treaty, and Israel said no thanks. Also, when you have treaties, they require international recognized boundaries, And, of course, Israel has no such thing because they keep expanding their boundary. And also, Israel would rather ask for forgiveness. Of course, they're always attacking somebody, you know. But this is just a little joke at the end. One of the choices is to make Israel a 51st state. But if they're a state, they only have two senators.
Yeah, well, you know, does it really matter whether they are or not? I mean, these are academic questions now. But, you know, what are your thoughts on what just allegedly took place in Santa Fe, Texas? Barb,
you're
there?
Asking James or me?
You, oh, Barb.
Oh, that's been a 70-year Holocaust, genocide, whatever you want to call it. Another stage thing here. I thought that Hamas was actually set up by Israel to be some kind of social organization.
Yeah, I'm talking about Texas now. Can you hear me at all, Barb?
Yes.
I'm talking about
Texas. The influence of Israel over our Congress is simply profound and completely wrong. Yeah. Israel is not our friend. Ray McGovern got it exactly right. They even attacked our spy ship, the USS Liberty, in 1967 and sought to sink it. They're outrageous in their conduct. They want to use and abuse the United States for the benefit of Israel. They don't care anything about the welfare of America or the best interests of the United States.
All right, Bob. Yeah. Thank you very much for your call. All right, let's move on to Reese in New York. Reese in New York is up next. Hello, Reese. We're trying to stick with the subject of what just allegedly took place in Santa Fe. Let's try to limit
good
our
afternoon,
comments.
Gentlemen. I certainly Hi. Jim Fetzer is one of the veteran researchers. I don't have to give him any of my analysis here. I'm sure he's way ahead of me. But I will point out one thing, because I used to enjoy watching Columbo episodes. And I think even the goofy Columbo, who usually would catch his suspect, would pick up on something. Let me share this with you guys and see if you agree with this one, okay? Mm. Now, Jim, since Sandy Hook, according to Time magazine statistics, there have been 290 school shootings. We know they're not genuine, but there are incidents, 290. This year alone, there were 17, okay? Now, looking at the temperature for May, in Santa Fe, Texas, and on Friday it was a toasty 91 degrees. Now, Jim, what do you think Columbo would say if you were telling me in the environment of 290 school shootings since Sandy Hook that a guy walking in with a trench coat on a 91 degree day with school security procedures would be allowed to walk through the door?
Yeah, that's great. That's just great. These whole things are totally fraudulent. The way they get up to those stunning numbers is if somebody fired a handgun within a block of the school, they call that a school shooting. They're fabricated statistics, exaggerated.
I'll say this, gentlemen. We're going to pause here, take a break, top of the hour. So stay where you are if you'd like to, Reese. And James will be on the line. We'll come right back to this subject. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.